As early as this fall, Juneau's high schoolers could grab a few extra Z's in the morning. A proposal is underway to change school start times in the Juneau School District. The administration recommends high school begin at 9:15, 75 minutes later than the current start time, but not everyone in the community is in sync with the change. KTOO's Rebecca Shear has more.
When Benjamin Franklin said, "Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise," he wasn't referring to your average teenager.
It works great for a six-year-old, but for a 14-year-old boy, that's probably the worst thing that you can do.
Robert Latta is a sleep physician in Anchorage. He says research over the last 25 years shows little kids have no problem bouncing out of bed in the wee small hours. But when they reach their teens, hormonal changes make them more apt to wake up and stay up later. In fact, a high school student's peak performance occurs after 10 in the morning and between 8 and 10 at night.
So when you tell a student to go to sleep at 9 o'clock because they have to get up early, they will lay there hour after hour after hour. Finally, they fall asleep at 2 in the morning, and then they have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to school. And now they only get 5 or 6 hours of sleep.
Latta says that would be like asking an adult who has an entirely different sleep-wake cycle to hit the hay at 5 p.m. and rise and shine at 3 a.m.
If we were required to be on that schedule, it'd be very difficult to do so.
It just feels unnatural.
Exactly. It's unnatural to fall asleep at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Which is why more than 80 school districts across the U.S. have changed their high school start times, according to the National Sleep Foundation. And Juneau might be next.
So about 2 months ago or 6 weeks ago, our principal group came to a consensus about a later start time for our older teens who right now get dropped off at school. Bernie, Patty, what time did
you... 7:20.
Which means some of them, of course, who live out the road, get up and are on a bus by about, 6:15, 6:30.
Assistant Superintendent Lori Scanling and the district's principals, including Juneau Douglas High School's Bernie Sorensen and Thunder Mountain's Patty Bippis, recently held a public forum to discuss a later start time for high school, sure, but also
a earlier start time for our youngsters who are up and ready to go by about a lot earlier than 9 o'clock, which is when some of our elementary schools now start.
Roughly 80 people attended the forum, mostly parents, many of whom voiced support for the proposal.
I think this is way overdue. Our family completely supports this.
But others expressed concerns about everything from kids' safety as they walk to school.
Winter months, dark, kids walking in the streets, no sidewalks, during rush hour.
To the prospect of overstuffing already jam-packed buses.
The number of students that ride in the Montana Creek area, the bus is so crowded, some of them are 3 in a seat.
Some also worried about after-school jobs and activities. If high school doesn't let out until 3:45, what about students whose jobs end at 5? And though Scanling says activities like football, cross-country, track, soccer, and volleyball can adapt to the schedule changes, boys' basketball practice wouldn't end until 11 p.m.
I find it hard to believe that you guys think 11 o'clock is an okay time for kids to get home from a practice.
I don't think
activity.
We do. So I don't want you to say that we think that.
So what are you saying then?
We see it as a factor that needs to be mitigated.
Scanling admits a number of factors need to be mitigated before the administration presents its proposal to the school board next month, like the 20 minutes of commute time the new bus routes will add for Harborview and Auk Bay Elementary students, and the increased costs families could face if earlier release times require additional after-school child care.
So that definitely will be a challenge. As a district, we don't think it's a challenge enough to not do this.
Because what it all boils down to, Scanling says, is what's best for the students, especially high schoolers.
What do you think?
Well, I think school should just stay the same time because we got stuff to do after school.
I'm a senior, really tired, so can't exactly think as well. It's later on in the day, so it'd be better if it started later.
I think high school should start earlier.
Like, how early is early?
Maybe an hour earlier.
How do you feel about that?
I disagree.
And science disagrees as well, says sleep expert Robert Latta.
I think they estimated between 10 and 20% of kids are falling asleep in school. So you're getting the kids to school earlier, but are they really learning?
Latta cites studies out of Minnesota and Massachusetts that demonstrate positive ties between later high school start times, better academic performance, and improved overall health. So to amend Ben Franklin just a bit, later to bed and later to rise could very well make a teen healthy and wise. As for the wealthy part, well, we're still awaiting the research on that. In Juneau, I'm Rebecca Shear.